Hi, this is Kathy York, and today I have an article for you, Aim for Zero. You're probably thinking, what? That's what I thought when I first heard about this. I always appreciate emails from Matthew Stibbe. It means he's posted another Cracker Jack article to make us think, and I shamelessly pass it on to you. The offering I have today is his How to Get a Big Fat Pay Rise and Promotion Even in Lean Times. Matthew helped me look back on my days working for the man and say to myself, oh, I could have used this aim for zero concept then. But now many of us are the man, and if we're not, here's a way to understand our boss better. Because if we don't aim for zero, we're not helping anyone. So let me explain a little bit. We solve problems for clients all the time, but I bet you've been in the same situation right along with me, old problem solver Kathy, where you have said, ooh, I should have backed off on that, not tried to prove anything. Matthew's article showcases pointers for getting to know supervisors or clients better and letting others figure us out. As usual with Mr. Stibbe, unique ideas. It's a buffet of goodness you won't want to miss. And Matthew is never boring. Well, pretty much the first thing you will run into is a surprising short video clip from astronaut Chris Hadfield. As Matthew mentions, Mr. Hadfield has a useful way of thinking about people. You're either a minus one, a zero, or a plus one. Well, after you read Matthew's article, I would appreciate it if you would leave a comment on his site and then return here to share your takeaways. In this way, we both grab some Google love while providing more value for our readers. And I do have a button here for you to click to check out Matthew's article and the short video with astronaut Chris Hadfield. And I will pause a moment so you can go do that and then come back. Welcome back. I hope you were as surprised as I was with Matthew's article. There were so many good tidbits I hadn't even considered. As a quick review of Chris Hadfield's points, he says we fall into one of these categories on our projects. A negative one is the person who charges ahead but doesn't understand the problem. The zero, which is where he wants us to be, is the neutral impact. That's where he wants us to be at the beginning. We don't understand the problem yet, and we keep our mouth shut and listen. Now, the plus one person has listened and has studied, and now they can add value because they understand the problem. Here's one of my favorite quotes from the video from Chris Hadfield. He says, a little later in life, especially when I got into the complexity of spaceflight, I recognized that it's not a lot more beneficial to everybody, including yourself, to go anywhere else. Let's aim for zero at the start. Once we spend a few nights or weekends reworking a project, at no cost to the client, of course, because we got ahead of ourselves, we understand what Chris is saying. We need to slow down and aim for zero at the start of a project. This means listening carefully, especially for the words no one says out loud. That helps us achieve the best result and become a plus one for our client. Well, please use the comments section to tell us about your takeaways from Matthew's article or Chris Hadfield's video clip. Please share this post and subscribe so you won't miss other tech or text training nuggets. And as usual, I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information in any way. And hey, I know you're busy. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate your time. Let's talk about your next tech or text project, or take a quick 15 minutes to tackle an issue you are having right now. No invoice. And I do have a button here for you to click and send me a little quick overview on my contact page. You can also email me, Kathy at kathyyork.com, and that's K-A-T-H-I-E-Y-O-R-K. Kay. Hope to talk with you soon.